Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 7, 2023. The lesson is a correction. Question: what is the process of the lesson that you are giving? Answer: it is a correction. I receive desires from others, and these desires give me the opportunity to attract light. It turns out that I work all of the time with new desires, fulfillments, and saturations. This is how the correction of all new desires of people who are both close and far from us happens, because they are all connected to us. All the desires of people who are in our network and are aiming for some spiritual goal, which may even perhaps still be unclear to them, are connected together. I feel them and perform a spiritual action on them. That is why I do not get tired at all during the lesson. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Magic of the Kabbalah Lesson, April 25, 2011. Spiritual energy. Question: according to Kabbalah, spirituality is the opposite of materiality. We are carriers of spiritual energy. How is it that this energy, being the opposite, doesn't harm a person? Answer: because our whole world exists only on positive spiritual energy. Only. And it cannot possibly cause someone to feel bad, not even the most ardent opponent. Comment: but a person has very uncomfortable reactions to those opposite sensations within him. He does not understand what is happening to him. He cannot perceive it. Answer: yes, but it won't make him feel bad. He can get annoyed by himself. Outwardly, his reaction, to an observer, may manifest itself as irritation, but it doesn't hurt him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Spiritual Energy, April 21, 2011. There is nothing but a thought. Question: where did the concept of thought come from? Answer: this is a consequence of the fact that we are people who have a spark of light in them. An animal does not think about whether it exists or not. It just exists, and that is it. There are people who also exist because they exist, and that is it. They are still at this level. In principle, a person becomes a person when he begins to understand that he must attain the meaning of life. It means to attain the only thought that exists in nature. And there is nothing else. This is just a representation, a presentation of this thought regarding us as well as its parts. When we cannot grasp, realize, and feel this thought and somehow work with it, therefore, we can only capture it in the form of our world, volumes, and objects until we begin to rise from the material world by constant Kabbalistic attainment into such spheres where we can already feel the thought itself and work with it. There is nothing but a thought. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is a person's I? April 16, 2011. How we perceived the single force of nature. Question: which principles of the universe should we try to fulfill first? Answer: the principles of the universe are not meant to be fulfilled. Principles are laws of the universe, the law of the equivalence of qualities, the law of the general unity of all parts of the world, and so on. They are not intended for us to fulfill in any sequence. These are the foundations, the bricks of the universe. Let's say we have nature in front of us, which consists, say, of 500 elementary particles. Each particle cannot be better or worse than the others. This is all nature. With regard to us, the only principle of nature is that it is one single force. To the extent that we understand, feel, attain, and reveal it, it is as if we decompose it into many forces, many different manifestations and principles. Although this is one single force, we interpret it as separate principles, since we cannot perceive it globally. Suppose we live in a sort of cosmos, and inside it is the construction of the world, the universe. It is one, but we cannot explore it as a single entity. We can explore separately the attributes that we call physics, the ones called chemistry, the ones called biology, zoology, botany, geology, and so on, because today we do not have enough experience, knowledge, or development to see it all as one whole. Therefore, we divide general nature into such parts so that we can somehow talk about and explore it. We cannot take everything together. It is the same with principles. There is only one force inside which we exist. But in order to understand it, to realize its influence on us and how it created us, and how leads us along the path of evolution, we divide its impact into personal, general, historical, and different levels, manifestations, and so on. But this is in relation to us because in this way it is easier for us to absorb it, to approach it, and to feel it. We cannot perceive it globally. We do not have enough sensations to do this, nor the ability to process everything and evaluate this force. We cannot. This is due to our limitations in terms of processing information, in comprehending it in the general form and simultaneously in all its depths and interconnections. This is our weakness. Therefore, the only principle, which is called one, unique, and unified, is divided into dozens relative to us. We arbitrarily divide it for ourselves into many different principles. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Laws of the Universe, March 27, 2011. The choice is ours. In our movement toward the goal of creation, we can choose the best or the worst version of this movement. Either we will drag ourselves in shackles, driven by a whip, or we will go in a compartment carriage, on a good road, looking out the window at a beautiful panorama. That is a big difference. But to do this, we need to participate in the movement ourselves. That is, get into the carriage instead of trudging along the road in shackles. This means that I agree with the purpose of creation and that I want to achieve it. I have to wish for it myself, and this is against my egoism. But I strive for it more than anything else in the world, even if I had the opportunity to avoid it, so I have to come to a state of correct assessment of the goal, its understanding. This work consists of making a person realize what the single force of nature is doing to him, how kind it is, how much by trying to change him from an egoist to an altruist, to an absolute unmercenary person, it wants to raise him to a perfect level. He begins to evaluate this perfection as the greatest gift. Question: but whether he is walking in shackles or riding in a carriage car, does he still feel some pressure on his current condition? Answer: no. He himself is remaking that terrible, dirty road along which he had to trudge driven by a whip. He lays the track to the train himself. He creates this train and all the amenities. Question: why is it impossible to walk in shackles if a person knows the principles of the universe? Answer: no. In shackles means that he does not know the principles or does not agree with them and he does not want to change himself. After all, the task is not to walk. To reach means to completely change yourself. There is no need to go anywhere. You will suddenly find that you have to be in the same place, that the road is in fact not a road but your internal changes that you have to go through. Therefore, we must quickly create a methodology for correcting the whole of humanity, describe it as simply as possible, and distribute it by all means. The main thing is for a person to understand what is happening to him and the world right now, what kind of world he finds himself in. If we want to see the world as kind and not as it begins to seem to us as very threatening and unpredictable, then we urgently need to understand what nature forces us to do. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Principles of the Universe, April 9, 2011. Incessancy of wars. Comment: people are constantly stating that they oppose wars, but somehow wars continue to exist. My response: how can people fight against wars if they don't also think that everything caused by egoism, in any case, leads to war? The question arises, is it possible to do this in any other way? It is only if you adopt the method of Kabbalah. Otherwise there will still be wars. They happen incessantly. The moment one war ends, they immediately begin to prepare for the next, because otherwise egoism cannot exist. Therefore egoistic individuals cannot live in peace. They have to devour each other. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is a war? April 16, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how do I know if I'm on the right path? You know that you are on the right path in life when you are satisfied with knowing how to act, what to do, that you can see the path ahead, follow it and progress toward the right goal for yourself. Your sole guiding light here is your own sensation. You might get convinced otherwise by all kinds of people, but it means nothing. It is only your own inner conviction that will tell you that you are on the right path in life. For this reason, Kabbalists say that the first rule in embarking on a spiritual path is that there is no coercion in spirituality. You cannot be forced to take a spiritual direction in your life. Your innermost desire will let you know whether or not you are headed to a goal that will give it the fulfillment it seeks. Based on Cab TV's talks with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 18, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.